Welcome once again to Forgotten Word Radio program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. I'm going to talk a little bit today about the saddest thing about going to hell. I think that you'll find out that this is something that has pretty much just evaded the churches lately. We don't see much preaching on hell anymore, very, very little actually. And that's a shame because if you believe in the Bible, you believe in heaven, you have to believe in hell. The Lord said there is a heaven and there is a hell, and you can't pick and choose. And that's what, you know, naturally we talk a lot about. That's what's going on in the churches today. We're picking and choosing. We take the good stuff we like, we live with that, go with that, and the rest of it, we just forget it exists, or we ignore it completely. We don't tell anybody about it. Very deceiving, and it's certainly not scriptural, and we don't go along with it. For sure, pray you don't either. So let's mark in the scriptures. Mark 9:43-48 says, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." My goodness, how much more plain could the Lord have made it that he didn't have to, but he did. Four times he said, the fire that never shall be quenched, the fire that is not quenched. How much more plain can he make it until we're going to understand that hell is an actuality for the unbeliever? For those who turn their back on the Lord, the punishment, their reward, if that's what you want to call it, is hell. It's certainly not very much of a reward, is it? It's sad. It breaks your heart to think of all the people, men and women, young people who are going to go to hell just because they just don't want to give up control of their life. They have to be in control. They have to be in control of everything they do, or they're not happy, because they don't want to give up anything they say. I have to be in charge. I have to do this. I have to that. Well, you know, I guess if that's the way you have to have it, it's the way you have to have it. It's certainly our choice as humans to make a decision what we want to do with our life and where we want to spend eternity. I can assure everyone listening out there that when you die, that is not the end. That is, my friend, the beginning of eternity for you. We're here but a short time on this earth. But once you pass away from this earth, that is the beginning of eternity for you. And the question you have to ask yourself is, where am I going to spend eternity? Where are my loved ones going to spend eternity? Where are the people I meet going to spend eternity? Is it going to be in heaven or is it going to be in hell? There is no in-between. I'm so sorry to say there is no in-between. It's heaven or it's hell. And there's no turning back. Once you make that decision and your life here passes, there's no changing of your mind. It's your mind's made up. Your decision's made. And that's the way it has to end up being. And that's just truly, truly a sad, sad situation. You know, if you truly believe that Jesus Christ would come back tomorrow, you know what? What a difference that would make in your life, wouldn't it? Boy, you'd want to do some changing then. If you truly believe that Jesus Christ was coming back tomorrow, wow, what would things be like? I mean, what a difference that would make in your life, wouldn't it? But you know, the sad part is, we don't know when he's coming back. We don't know if it's today, tomorrow, next month, next year, 10 years, 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years. We don't know. We don't know. That's why we have to constantly be prepared. Constantly be prepared for that time when he comes back. Because then it's over with for you. There's no going back. It's not like going away, leaving home, going to school and deciding you didn't like it and go back home. It don't work that way. If you die in your sins, you've died in your sins. If you die without Christ, then you died without Christ. There's no turning back. You know, and the same is true if you believed in a literal physical hell, right? What if you really believe there was a hell, truly believe it, not just talk about it, not just know it's talked about in the Bible, but the literal, if you believe there was a literal hell that was preached about and spoke about in the scriptures, if you truly believe that, what a difference it should make in your life. If it doesn't, something's wrong with you. Because if you truly believe what the Bible says about hell, it should have a profound impact on your life, people. And you can go into churches all over the country today and all over the world today, and hell doesn't mean anything to them. It has no meaning, no bearing on their thought patterns or lifestyles, nothing. Because it's not literal to them. It's not really, really there. Their experience, their God love, and their heaven here on earth, and they don't really, truly believe there is a hell. Sad for them, isn't it? For you out there listening that know the truth, that believe Jesus, for everything he said, knowing there's a heaven and a hell, that's sad, isn't it? You know, there was a survey done pretty recent, and it was determined that 35%, now listen to these numbers closely, 35% of Baptists, 54% of Presbyterians, 58% of the Methodists, and 60% of Episcopalians do not believe in a literal place called hell. So that's 71% of the eight leading, what they found out was that 71% of the eight leading seminaries in the United States do not believe in either heaven or hell. That's some sad statistics. But, you know, I found that to be very true, too, when I talk to people all over the country about different things about what they believe in. It's sad what the seminaries are teaching today. There was a Dr. A.C. Dixon who made a statement that made a lot of sense to me, and I pray it would to you. If we had more preaching on hell, then we would have less of it in our communities today. And that's exactly right. There's no preaching on the consequence of your actions anymore. People can say and do anything, and there's no consequences to worry about. That's just terrible. It's just terrible. Hell today is thought of like a joke. Well, you know, I'm telling you, my friends, hell is not a joke. It is no joke. It's a reality. The English word for hell appears in the Word of God 54 times. In the New Testament alone, the eternality of hell, meaning this, discussions about of hell, occurs 126 times. Jesus spoke of heaven only once in the New Testament. But he spoke of hell 11 times. Jesus was telling us, folks, there is a hell. You know, I'm not trying to preach on hell, you know, today just to you that hear me. I mean, to you that are lost. I hope there's people out there listening that don't know anything about heaven and hell, and that because they don't know anything about it, they're hearing this and they're going, wow, is that true? It makes them question. I hope that's the case, because that's so important that they understand what's really going on. But also, you Christians out there that are listening, you need to become more interested and more concerned about heaven and hell so you can become more burdened for the lost souls that are out there. Knowing there's a true eternal hell, a literal hell, should make you want to do everything in your power to make sure that no one goes there. That should be so important to you, you know. In the text I read to you earlier from Mark, there was a lot of torment associated with hell, and that's what hell is. You know, some of the torments in hell, it's what makes part of what the saddest thing about going to hell is all about. But the torments are not really, I would say, the key to this preaching today. But I'm going to tell you about them. There's 10 terrible torments of hell that I think are really important, and they're associated with the wicked from 2 Peter and Revelation 21. Hell was not created for mankind, folks, but rather for the devil and his angels, as well as the beast and his false prophets. So knowing that, Why would we want to have any part of it when we know that hell was created for the devil? We have a separation from our loved ones that are saved. We don't want that. We don't need that. You've got eternal darkness. You got eternal death. You got unspeakable sorrows, bitter, biting, burning, and remorse. All the memories are still there. You can't get rid of them. You got an unsatisfied craving. Boy, there's just so much despair and hopelessness, unquenchable flames of fire, sounds produced by those in hell, weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth, and flesh-eating worms eating at people's flesh. Man, it's sad, isn't it? But when you really get down to the nuts and bolts of what's so sad about going to hell is that you realize that you don't have to. You don't have, no one has to go to hell. There's no reason for anybody to go to hell if they believe Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, believe His words, believe His teachings, believe what He's telling us, understand what the Word is. Quit going to these churches that don't preach the full, balanced Scripture that the Lord left us. If all you're hearing about is the love of Christ and nothing else, then get out of that church, folks. As Carter Conlon said in one of the most heartbreaking but heart-wrenching but so true sermons I've ever heard, where he's talked about run from those churches. That's what you have to do. If you're in a church that's not preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, run out of there as fast as your feet will let you go. Get out of there. Go somewhere where the full Word of God is taught, so that you and your children and your loved ones can understand the true gospel of Jesus Christ, not the phony garbage that's being preached all across the country. You have to understand that hell is eternal. It's not just a thing that you're going to get punished for, like a spanking or a timeout or a detention from school. It's an eternity of weeping, gnashing of teeth, worms eating at your flesh, and you don't die. You're there for eternity, suffering in torment. My land sakes, I can't imagine anybody even thinking about not wanting to be gone from that. Jumping on the salvation ship of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would think they would be jumping from hill to dale to get to the Lord. But instead, they're running just the opposite direction. Help us spread the word, Lord. Help us get these people listening to understand, Father, that hell is real, heaven is real. Choose heaven. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Folks, I don't know what I can do to get you to understand the reality of what's happening in the world, but the world that we know around us is falling apart. It's time for action. It's time for you to stand up and be a faithful, God-fearing Christian, spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting people know everything there is to know. Praise you. Listen, time again has run out. It goes by so quick, doesn't it? Join us every day, 7 a.m., Monday through Friday. Visit us on the web, www.forgottenword.org. Love you. God bless you. Amen and amen. See you tomorrow.